You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser.
This is your seat at the table.
Welcome to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. This is Darren Clark, the producer. Today, we've got a snack-sized episode with our host. Roland is going to lay out five starting points for finding smart acquisitions that will grow your primary business. As we've heard before from Roland, acquiring businesses is one of the fastest tracks to exponential and sustainable business growth. Before I hand you over, would you please take a moment to hit that subscribe button and go to businesslunchpodcast.com for show notes and more.
So the different places, the different types of acquisitions that it makes sense to consider are those that compete directly with your core business now. So people who are already selling the same kind of thing or a substitute or a replacement for the thing that you're selling now, that is the first place to look to acquire. The next would be media. Media is one of my favorite because it is able to feed to so many different businesses. So when you have multiple companies, if you acquire media, then that media, and the media can be lots of different things, and I'll give you lots of examples here in a minute, but any media that you acquire is basically aggregated eyeballs that you can then send product offers to for all of the other companies that you've got. Teams and resources would be another primary reason to buy. If you have something, we were interested in going into the software business, so we bought a company that already had a dev team because we didn't really know how to put one together. And if there's a team that you want, maybe it's a sales force, maybe it's a sales rep network, maybe it's somebody that knows retail operations because you haven't done that. Just anybody who has skills or team members or groups of teams that you would like to have. And then these are kind of related, but anyone who is selling services to your existing market, so your customers, whoever's selling services to them now, or products to your customers or to you. So they could be selling indirectly to you through selling a service that is purchased by people that you sell things to, so they're selling down here, or it could be that they're selling services directly to you. Either one, to me, is a potential buy. And product vendors, too. Same idea there. And then supply and distribution, so consolidating your supply and distribution chain. If you have any kind of manufacturing, and manufacturing in the digital world can mean the creation of content, too. So there could be content creators, people that do that, as well as factories and more physical things, and anyone that's in the distribution chain. So anybody that you are selling to or anybody that is an affiliate for you, those would be distribution chain partners that you can acquire, and then that expands your margin. Because you basically are picking up all the margin between what they're making as they sell it to you and what they're making when they sell it to the end customer if you're in the middle. And then last but not least, intellectual property. So we've purchased patents, trademarks, copyrights, lists. If you're doing list rentals right now, maybe you purchase the company that's got the list, or maybe you just buy the list directly. So there's all of those things that can be purchased. So for us, we have a company called DIY Projects, and so we bought a Facebook group. Facebook group is media. An Instagram account is media. A YouTube channel is media. A Facebook page is media, right? There's a blog is media. It doesn't have to be a business. It just has to be something, some splintered asset that has value that can increase the value of your company. So we bought a Facebook group for $1,500 that doubled the number of people that we had in our Facebook group. I think it was about 250,000 people. And for team, as I mentioned, when we wanted to go into software, we were already, and this is a good place when people say, how can I find deals to do? Who's your vendor now? Who's selling to you now? Who are you giving money to on a regular basis? Who are all those people? Those are all potential acquisition candidates. And then on the other side, who are you sending business to? Who are you referring business to? Those are all potential candidates, and you already have a relationship with them. So very, very, very frequently, the deals that we do are people that we've already got relationships with. We were looking for a Facebook group to buy. That's how we found those guys. These guys, True Conversion, was an analytics and conversion optimization SaaS that we were subscribing to. And so we just approached them and said, what do you think, right? Graphics Connection Group is a mailhouse. And a mailhouse is a place that when you're sending large volumes of mail, that you go and they have all the printing machines to do it really, really fast and all the automation to stuff the envelopes and seal them and put the stamps on them and whatnot. And so in our real estate business, we were sending business to Graphic Connections. And because they were selling, they were not selling to us, they were selling to our customers. They seemed like a logical group to acquire. And we already had the relationship because we already knew them. For the product side, one challenge, and I'll tell you two stories on this, but one challenge that you frequently have if you want to deal in major brands is that they will not sell to you unless you have a physical location. And so for Survival Life, there were several brands that we wanted to make available to our customers, but we couldn't be dealers because we didn't have a physical location. So we found a store in Austin near to all of our things that were operating that had been in business for a long time and already had those relationships. So they were already a dealer, so we didn't have to, like, it would be harder if you bought a physical store and then went out and tried to get a bunch of dealerships and they didn't have any to start with, or you just said, I'm going to rent a small space in this place. That'd be significantly harder. But if you go to a place that's been around for 20, 30 years that already has all of the dealerships that you want, then any new dealerships that you want are easy because they say, who are you already selling? Oh, we're selling this, 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 this. They're like, oh, okay, cool, right? So that's a really good strategy if you're having any challenges with that. And for supply and distribution, we bought the company called Fesco that made water filters because we were selling water filters to people in Survival Life because they thought the world was going to end and we wanted them to be able to purify water. And we bought that company and we rebranded Fesco to Rapid Filter. And then when Rapid Filter was purchased, when we exited, it was purchased by Coleman Filter Company. So that was buying to get the supply chain margin to our other business. And then for IP, we had an idea for doing business opportunities of how to get into business for regular businesses, for brick and mortar. So how to open a hairdresser business, how to open a truck driving business, et cetera. So we looked at creating all the content that was going to have to be created, and it was a huge, huge undertaking. And the prices that we got were, like, you know, pretty steep to be into it, to not know if it was going to work or not. So we went out and looked and found a company that had been around for a long time called Business Book Source that already had 128 different business plans already written, plus I think there were about 100 actual software programs that were customized for each of those industries. So we were able to acquire that and instantly have all that, and it was so much less than we had to pay for having that developed. So those are really good reasons to think about acquiring things.
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. If you're enjoying the show, let us know by subscribing and leaving a review. And for more information, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.
What if 3 days could change the course of your business in 2023? Get Scalable Live is where you'll gain great clarity on the next steps that will help you create the business, life, and wealth you deserve. Connect with business owners and entrepreneurs just like you, hungry for advice, proven strategies, and necessary connections to grow a business.
Literally, million-dollar conversations are happening in the hallways, in the bathrooms, across tables.
Get Scalable Live at Fairmont Austin, November 2nd through 4th. Tickets are on sale now at GetScalableLive.com.